Many of us know that one of the greatest Baalei Machshava is undoubtedly the Ramban. And the Ramban, the way at least I sometimes like to say it is, the Ramban in a certain sense doesn't have like very unique views, because if the Ramban says it, it almost becomes a little bit mainstream. Like his dominant role in the world of Halacha, in the world of a commentary on Chumash, in the world of Machshava is so strong. The Ramban is so important that when the Ramban says things, he was so massively influential. And he has Talmidim and people that like Rabbeinu Bechai who are writing their Purushim on Torah and are so many ways based on and working off of a Ramban, and Talmidim like the Rashba and the Ritva and others. And the Ramban's impact is really hard. It's hard to overstate the Ramban's impact. It's unbelievable. When people want to learn Machshava, and you want to learn Machshava of the Ramban, as many people do, what they will usually look at is his commentary on Chumash. The Ramban's commentary on Chumash is where you can find a lot of discussions. It's a small white pamphlet which tells you like the main Rambans on different parshas that are relevant to the world of Machshava. There's a sefer over there called Yadav Emunah, written by Reb Chaim David Saperstein, who was learned here in the yeshiva for a while, which is a sefer of Machshava of the Ramban, largely based on the Ramban's commentary on Chumash. And that's the primary place that people typically go. The Ramban does have a sefer, a couple sefarim. We're going to speak about one of them today. It actually was not originally a separate sefer, but it often gets published now as a separate sefer, called Shar HaGmul of the Ramban. Shar HaGmul of the Ramban is a sefer of Machshava written by the Ramban, where he speaks really about five or six different topics. Those topics are six different topics. There's the sefer Shar HaGmul. And if you want to understand the Ramban's particular approach, so this is where you go. I'll tell you what the six topics are to be familiar with. It's amazingly yesodistic and fundamental. Some topics which I imagine many of us would think of are almost like the basics in Jewish thought. He talks about what judgment is, Yom HaDin. What do we get judged on in Rosh Hashanah? What do we get judged on at ultimately? What are the different implications of judgment and the world of Din? Second thing he speaks about are Yisurin and Nisayon, tests and challenges and pain that a person can sometimes have in life, something which, again, is also obviously important. The third section is all on Tzadik Viralo and Rasha Vitovlo. Why is that some good people have difficult lives and some people that are Rishayim, that seem to be relatively evil, have very good lives? The Ramban, the fourth section there is about Gehenim. The fourth section there is about defining a little bit what Gehenim is. The fire of Gehenim, different discussions about what exactly goes on there. Then the fifth section is about Gan Eden, what Gan Eden is really all about. When is there Gan Eden? What is Gan Eden Tachton, Gan Eden Elyon, the Schar of different Gan Edens. And the final section is all about Olam Haba and what Olam Haba exactly is. So it's a sefer which deals in many ways with Schar Ve'onesh. It's a sefer which in many ways deals with the impact of our actions. It deals with what's going to be La'asid Lavo and the like. And in that sense, someone that wanted in a more concentrated way to know what, you know, the perspectives of potentially, one of the greatest Baalei Machshava of our history, and you're talking about primary sources, so the Ramban in Shar HaGmul becomes such a place. There are certain situations in which the Sefer plays an additional role. Not only may you learn the Sefer Shar HaGmul if you want to understand these sugyas well. So years ago we were giving shiurim on Tzadik Viralo and Rasha Vitovlo, so then we would maybe learn a section straight of Shar HaGmul. One thing it can also do is that many of us know the Ramban as a Rishon is hard to understand sometimes. And the Ramban writes in a bit of a way which is a little bit terse and a little bit difficult at times. It's not one of these like always like full sentences, giving you all the background and making things as clear as possible. Rishonim are sometimes a little bit more challenging. When you come across a particularly difficult comment sometimes in the Ramban in this commentary on Chumash, it comes up a little bit if you're coming across a comment of the Ramban in his Peirush on the Gemara, that there are times where like you'll see a footnote or you'll get directed to where the Ramban writes about it in Shar HaGmul. And sometimes in Shar HaGmul, the Ramban has like an elaboration of what he happens to hold in his commentary on Chumash or his commentary on Gemara. He also happens to, aside from quoting different Mamari Chazal, there are some very famous shitas of Rambam that the Ramban discusses here. The Rambam has a very unique approach in terms of what Olam Haba is or already is, and the Ramban and many Rishonim argue with it, and the Ramban deals with that deals with that here. What is uniquely, I think, wonderful about the Ramban and Shar HaGemul is that there's a Talmid Chacham, I don't know anything about him, Rav Yoel Spurka, who was a Rav in Michigan, who put out a couple of editions, but he put out an amazing edition of the Shar HaGemul of the Ramban, where he basically took the Ramban, and what he did was, on top is the text of the Ramban, and he gave us like headings to know what's about to happen. He wrote a Bior, an elaboration of what the Ramban says to help explain it and to make it a little bit easier in order to be able to appreciate what the Ramban is really saying. And he has in the bottom another section called Chazon Yoel, where he talks about how this Ramban in Shar HaGemul fit with other Rambans in his Perushal Torah, other places in the Ramban's writings, how the Ramban fits with other Rishonim, what does Tosfos say, what does the Rashba say, oh, here's a Girsa of the Ramban in this Gemara, but that's the Girsa of the Rif, our Girsa is a little bit different, and it really provides context for Shar HaGemul. So a person that really wants to understand these topics well as far as primary sources, and you want to be able to be familiar with where the Rishonim write about these particular topics, so at least in my experience, the Sefer Shar HaGemul, with the commentary, with the Chazon Yoel, becomes immensely beneficial. The Ramban Kidarko, and here's an important thing about the Ramban in general, and this is true here, the Ramban's Perush al HaTorah is a mixture, as you referenced in the past, of different forms of Talmud Torah, of Pshat, of Remez, of Drash, and of Sod. The Ramban was one of the more versatile people, at least that I can think of, as far as being able to write a commentary on Chumash, doing a lot of different things, writing a commentary in Shas, as a posek, the Ramban, as a Baal Machshava, as a Mekubal, as a Parshan on Tanakh, the Ramban's range was unfathomable. And there are times where the Ramban uses and relates to different methods of approaching Torah in different ways. So even in the Sefer Shar HaGemul, there are sections that, as an example, if you're learning, what is the nature, what are we being judged on at Rosh Hashanah? That's a sugya, which is a sugya in Machshava, but it's really a sugya in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and Tosfos and the Rashba discuss it, and the Ramban discusses it here, and it becomes almost like part of that sugya. You're learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah, it becomes like part of that sugya in a certain sense. There are sections of the Ramban here, which are undoubtedly, when we're talking about the topics itself, are going to relate more to the world of Kabbalah. Talking about, you know, the fire of Gehenna and Gan Eden Elyon and Gan Eden Tachton and things like that, so it's at least going to refer to, in a certain sense, elements of Kabbalah. And in the footnotes, he'll at times, you know, talk about a line from Chaim Vital, a line from the Arizal, to help break some of the things down a little bit. But the scope and the range of the Ramban is very much there. But for people who are interested in being familiar with one of the great Rishonim, where he wrote about topics of great interest, so the Ramban Shar HaGemul is one of the places to really go, albeit, again, that the primary location for all the Rambans that we talk about, the primary location for the Ramban as a Baal Machshava, and we gave Shirman the Ramban years ago as a Baal Machshava, so the primary place in many ways is his Perush al Torah. That's really where the Ramban does a massive amount. But there's a challenge of his Perush al Torah, which is not true here. His Perush al Torah, so the Ramban sometimes isn't speaking about Machshava. Sometimes he's speaking about, you want to learn the Machshava Sefer, but sometimes he's speaking about an idea which has implications for Lamda. Sometimes it's understanding Pshat and Pasuk, or the geography of Eretz Yisrael. It's different. In Shar HaGemul, you know what you're getting. It's much more focused, and it's much more orderly. One of the things which I think is also nice about the Ramban, I believe what I'm saying right now is true. I believe what I'm saying right now is true. I wish I was like even more... Every Rishon, so there are times where you may ask stiras between Rishonim. You have a comment of Rashi in the Gemara Kiddushin, it's a stira to Rashi in Maseches Yevamos, and the Rishonim are going to try, Achronim, figure out what's going on with the stira and Rashi. The Rambam, sometimes you can have a stira internal to Mishnah Torah, a stira between Peirush HaMishnah and Mishnah Torah, and sometimes the goal is to resolve stiras, want to resolve stiras. There are Rishonim that in their different Svarim, they are sometimes not as consistent. That sometimes you are likely to see, as an example, Rashi. Rashi is explaining the Gemara in front of you. Many Achronim point out, it's not always a stira between Rashi and this Gemara and that Gemara. It's really that Rashi here is explaining this Gemara according to this Manda Amar, that Gemara is explaining to that Manda Amar. That maybe there's a stira between the Rambam and Perush HaMishnah and the Rambam and Mishnah Torah. Maybe he wrote them at different stages in his life. Maybe he was Chozer Bo or something like that. It is a possibility and the like. What's good about the Ramban is that the Ramban is largely, I believe, really consistent in ways that it's pretty clear that the Ramban is being consistent. like you won't have the same way a massive amount of stiras. So are there kashas achronim ask about stiras and Ramban? Of course there are. But the Ramban, you do get, I believe, like a fairly consistent worldview. So one sefer of the Ramban also helps you appreciate and deepen and be more aware of other svarim, of the Ramban. But that's a sefer Shar HaGemul. That's, again, a little bit of introduction to it. It's a sefer which is not bad. If you ever see it quoted, like in a footnote, or you're looking at a Ramban, you're looking at the Arskol Ramban, I imagine sometimes in English they say, like, for an elaboration of this point, see Ramban Shar HaGemul or something like that. So now we can be a little bit more familiar with what it is. And this edition, again, specifically, is at least in my impression of it, absolutely fantastic. And again, just a little bit of knowledge of a particular sefer, and one that I think is not bad to be aware of and to know.